The following announcement has been paid for by Perched on the Top Rope.
Hey everybody, it's Nadia White, and you're watching Perched on the Top Rope podcast.
Welcome everyone to Perched on the Top Rope. We've seen professional wrestlers come from all walks of life. Finn Balor once had a shirt that said, "The Balor Club is for everyone." AEW had a motto that wrestling is for everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, today I am sitting down with Nadia White, independent pro wrestler, who is also an adult film star who has faced many challenges in their journey as becoming a professional wrestler. Nadia, how are you doing today?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I really appreciate you coming on. Just a few questions before we dive deep here. Were you a professional wrestling fan growing up?
I actually was. Some of my favorite memories as a child was watching the WWF, WCW with my grandfather. We were always big Sting fans.
Awesome. Yeah, because I was going to ask who were some of your favorites if you were a fan?
Sting, The Undertaker, Macho Man. My grandfather loved Hulk Hogan. The day that he went NWO was not a good day in our house. It was a travesty. He was pissed. You would have thought his friend kicked his dog. How could the Hulkster do that to us? He's the good guy.
Right? I mean, I remember that day too. And as a little Hulkster, it was rather sad. Not going to lie. It hurt a little bit. But then again, when the whole NWO thing took off, I was like, NWO for life. You know, I was doing that. So
nothing better. On that hill. Too sweet.
Yeah, there we go. How was it being trained by Davey Richards and Team Ambition?
It was exactly what I needed. It wasn't the first school that I trained at. I had gone to a few different schools in Southern California. I started off training Lucha style and then went to an American style school, but Davey and ROH and that sort of hard hitting authentic style is what I wanted to learn. And you know, it was very intense. I very much enjoyed the actual catch wrestling classes. I love grappling. I love jiu-jitsu. It was good. It was good. It's really unfortunate how everything turned out with that last year, but you keep on going.
Yeah, and speaking of keep on going, if you don't mind, could I read some of your tweets that you had just recently had? Because fans, when we were talking about the struggles in professional wrestling, I want to read these tweets so fans can have a better understanding.
Absolutely.
So fans, at Nadia Wrestling, these are Nadia's tweets. "It's no secret what my shoot job is. I use my same name for a reason. I am not ashamed of anything, but it would be nice if promotions would stop booking me only to be told later what I do and kick me off shows. The same goes for venues. What's even worse are the promotions and customs companies that claim to support women. Well, apparently it's only women that you have moral or whatever BS excuse you might want to use. Support all women or STFU. I'm professional, polite, and less vulgar than most of the locker room. Most wrestlers have OnlyFans. How many of your favorite divas were in Playboy? Wrestling is carny AF. This shouldn't be an issue. I've kept quiet for too long about this." Nadia, knowing what your shoot job is and people finding out and knowing, I personally don't see an issue with it. I don't see why it's an issue. Especially because in your tweets, you had brought up some points that were very clear the adult film industry has been part of professional wrestling for a long time.
They are mirror industries. The similarities go to the fine print. They are one the same, and the adult industry has always overlapped in the pro wrestling. Growing up, we've seen Jenna Jameson, Minka, how many other huge, famous porn stars that everyone knew on TV. And that was fine. That was okay. That was okay to use them to get viewers, but if someone actually, put in the work, did what they were supposed to, go help out at shows, go be of service, do bend over backwards, crawl on my hands and knees, clean up garbage. But I'm not good enough to wrestle. That's just what it comes off to me. I don't know. And I just want to say, everybody is entitled to hire whoever they want for whatever reason. I'm not arguing the fact that I should be on every single show. My issue is I lay it out there. I don't try to hide. I'm not a dishonest person. I'm not ashamed of how I feed myself and my family. It's afforded me a really fantastic life, honestly, and I don't regret anything. But if you're gonna hire someone, at least look in a little bit. You're wasting my time. You're wasting my mental energy. You're messing with my finances, and that's not okay.
Oh, no, definitely not. How often has this happened?
Brother, it was my first show. My very first show coming out of training. And the girl I was supposed to wrestle didn't agree with my job. So she went to the venue to get me removed from the show. But luckily the promoter, he didn't think that was right. So we did move venues, and obviously I had a different opponent, but my very first show, how can you do that to someone? Like I worked my ass off to get here. I moved across the country twice to get the training that I wanted. Like you can't say that I'm not dedicated to pro wrestling.
Yeah, and that was something I was gonna ask since you brought that up with the different opponent. Was the one opponent that was you were supposed to wrestle still at the event?
No, conveniently, she had a mental breakdown soon after this whole debacle and took some time off from wrestling.
Yeah.
So there's that. But Miss Colby Max is back to wrestling. And I'm sorry, I don't have any problem with putting your name or your business out there. Sorry.
Fair enough, fair enough. Now, the first show, that it's something that you're supposed to be excited for, and
Right.
that back, like, that takes away from the whole experience.
Right. The climactic moment where the countless hours of breaking your body training. Just so much has come to this, and someone wants to pull the rug out from under you. She knew it was my first match. And I had never done anything wrong to this person. If anything, I might have sent her a friendly message beforehand. It's been about 2 years, so I can't remember exactly, but I never did anything to her.
Yeah, and I've seen your work on YouTube. I've seen your photos on social media. On the shows, you've had some, bigger, stars like AEW's, Jerry Lynn, and I've seen like Marcus Bagwell and stuff like that. So have you like gotten any advice from, these guys when they're on these shows?
I have friends with several TV and ex TV stars. And last person I told about it, they were kind of taken back. You know, don't these companies want to make money? At the end of the day, pro wrestling is about making money. And, you know, I'm very quiet and shy for the most part in real life. I'm not vulgar. I don't, you know, I'm one of the boys, but I'm not right around swearing or saying, you know, inappropriate stuff in front of children. My gear isn't even that revealing. I don't understand where I'm the problem. But we can have many, many wrestlers that are currently working and booked all the time that have assaulted people physically, sexually, emotional terrorism, people that may have possibly ended people's lives. But that's okay, because they put asses in seats. I could put asses in seats too, but, you know, what do I know?
And you kept the same name for the same reason.
Yes, I was actually advised by someone to use a different name, but they're gonna know who I am. I get recognized in public pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Even when I don't have makeup on. So it's gonna come out, and like I said, I'm a genuine person, I'm an honest person. I would rather show my cards and just put it out there on the table and let them fall as they may. And I always knew I was going to have a problem, because everything else that I've tried to do in this world outside of adult, it's always been an issue to some degree. Even when I did competitive eating, of all things.
Really?
Yes. I wasn't allowed to do the Nathan's hot dog contest. There was a few other ones that people didn't want me to participate in. I had gotten a lot of flack about that.
Wow.
Because they also, and I feel like this might be a crossover issue, people don't think that I'm serious or I'm capable just because I'm a sex worker. That has nothing to do with it. I'm incredibly successful in my career. You know, I've done everything on my own. I've built everything that I've done and had bit by bit. You know, I didn't come from a family with money. I didn't come from a privileged home, obviously. You know, and I break my back. I go above and beyond if it's in my physical capabilities. I don't see where my effort is any less than someone else's.
Yeah, no, because as you've said, you've done the work. You had a tweet that, you know, I've helped set the ring up, and, you know, you even admitted, you know, hands and knees picking up trash off the floor. Like,
literally, I'm always doing anything that's ever been asked of me, I've done, and I have not complained.
Have you had any issues with shows that you've been on with any, like, locker rooms or fans or anything like that? Because I have seen photos, children and stuff, and I don't think that's an issue, but
the kids love me at shows. Like, some of my home promotions in Florida, I'm the little girls' champions, you know? And I'm pretty sure some of their dads know who I am. But my job is to not only entertain, but to be a good role model. And I always tell the little girls, I always ask them, are you going to get in there? Are you going to wrestle? And anytime they say anything other than yes, I ask them why. They're like, oh, I'm a girl. I'm like, that has nothing to do with anything. You can do whatever you want in this life.
Yeah.
The kids at the show and the parents of the children at the show don't have a problem with it. It's these, and I'll admit, a lot of the promotions that have had an issue with the venues or the other wrestlers have been within America's lovely Bible Belt. But that doesn't stop you from being able to use Google. Whenever I hire anyone for my production company, you best believe that I'm going to look at their work before I give them any money.
Yeah, and
This could have easily all been avoided. But it's happened time and time and time and time and time again. And it happened again with a custom company last week. And I had enough. It's been going on for 2 years now, and it's time that I voiced my feelings on it. I just had no idea that it was going to get that much traction.
I'm shocked because there's an adult film star, Trina Michaels, who I had seen on YouTube wrestling as late as 2023.
Oh yeah, she was on a few websites of a similar one that I work for that I seen that she used to be a Ring of Honor.
Yeah. And TNA had even featured her. I want to say it was like 2006, 2007. She was sitting in the crowd, and TNA had made a big thing about it. And then there were articles about how she wants to become a professional wrestler and everything. And then I'm almost curious, like, if she faced the same backlash, because I personally, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't know. I knew that she was probably the other most active person that's been an adult. Me, I feel like I've that article made me laugh though, the one that Jericho shared.
Yeah.
And I'm not 38 years old, and I've done a lot more than 40 videos. I am probably the most prolific person to cross over.
If this is too much of a personal question, you don't have to answer, and I apologize. Has your husband been affected? Like, with if a promotion knows?
No, Danny has never faced anything from this, and that's what also really makes me angry because it's a sexist thing. It's hands down a sexist thing. And that's what makes it's amazing and fun for Matt Riddle to do skits that talk about him going to the AVN Awards for MLW. Who do you think else is at the AVN Awards? Me.
Yeah, because Nick Namath, Dolph Ziggler,
Yes, my boy.
very active in going to the AVN Awards.
He's always posting pictures with like Kendra Lust.
So and the more you dig deep and bring up that it's a sexist thing, the more you look back.
100% is. It's just like Triple H not wanting China to be in the Hall of Fame because she did a porn. All right, well, that goes for X-Pac too. That goes for every. Other that goes for Seth Rollins, his wiener's on the internet. Paige is getting double teamed. Big E was in that video, wasn't he?
I was Xavier Woods and the
Yes.
GM Brad Maddox.
Yes, well, they're not allowed either.
Yeah,
It's
I
ridiculous.
they even had Val Venus portraying as an adult film entertainer, and
Shawn
even
Michaels from Mill
mocked.
Tipper.
Yeah, and even mocked the scene with Jonah Jameson on the Titantron.
See, I don't get it.
So for the men, it's okay, but for the women, no, but we'll expose women in bra and panty matches and
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Or we'll make them go do nude photo shoots as long as it benefits the company that they wouldn't have done on their own.
yes.
Hey, at least anything that I've done has been consensual. Not everybody in wrestling can say that.
Vince McMahon is finding that out right now.
Oh, I'm ready for the trial, baby. I'm eating this shit up.
It's absolutely crazy, you know.
But I believe, just hearing it sounds like, yeah. At
It's
least
not.
from my experience being around people of a certain echelon and power and entitlement, I believe all that. Every last bit.
Now, when the promoters of these companies, when they come back and they tell you no, are they nice about it? Like, how are they like they beat around the bush, so to speak?
A few of them have had the decency to do it over a phone conversation. No one's ever been derogatory, but we also live in the day of screenshots, so I think people are more mindful about their verbiage and what they want to say. But yeah. I even had a few custom, because I'll do custom matches too. I think they're really fun, and I do them in the other line of work too. We do pretty much the same exact thing. A lot of these custom companies like to pretend and put out, we're not making porn, we're not making fetish videos. Why do you think these guys are buying them? They don't buy these videos for the love of fucking pro wrestling, I'll tell you that much. You can lie to yourself all you want.
Yeah.
This one company that I ended up working for, I made a post on Facebook because I also work for an adult pro wrestling company that's in a similar area. And he was going off, I can't believe that these girls go over there and do topless and all this. I can't work with any of them. I'm sitting here reading, like, well,
Wow.
I was waiting for the call, but I guess he wanted the custom money to go through, so he let me stay.
Wow.
Or the last one was this company that contacted me through my adult Instagram, mind you. And they wanted to bring me out to do custom matches. And they're parading around as, oh, we promote women's self-defense and women's empowerment and women's this and women's that. Okay. I might not identify internally as a woman, but I have a woman's body and I am in women's wrestling. What's wrong with me? Because they wrote back, we can't work. They asked for examples of videos that I've done. And they're like, oh, you work for websites like this. We can't work with you. I wrote back, why? Because I do porn. You wrote me on my porn page. Normally, I just let it go because there's no use in me expending any more energy into this situation. But I had to respond to that person.
Well, it's been almost 10 years since we had the WWE's Women's Evolution.
Yes.
And I feel like we're, as a wrestling community, are about to get another one soon. I feel like women in WWE are getting more championships,
Yes.
you know, more screen time, more, you know, same with TNA and AEW. And it's a really awesome thing. So if I was a wrestling company, you'd be hired right away because you already know your money.
Yeah.
I don't, with so many wrestlers having OnlyFans,
Oh,
promoting their OnlyFans.
there's guys that do full adult videos on their OnlyFans and they still get booked and they put it on their wrestling page. At least I separate it.
Yes.
At least, and I won't even post like a sexy picture out of gear at all.
Yeah.
I don't, and I probably have held myself back from getting followers and stuff from not doing it, but I didn't want to give them any more ammunition against me. I think probably in this new year, I will be rebranding a bit for pro wrestling and doing what I want to do and stop holding myself back because of consequences. Well, the cat's already out of the bag. The chips are have fallen. It is what it is.
Yeah, that was actually going to be one of my questions. What did you have in store for pro wrestling in 2025?
I have thankfully a lot of bookings actually came through from my little bitching rant, but I am very, very excited to announce I will be wrestling all over the country and out of the country. I don't want to put anything out quite yet until I can release the flyers, but yes, I'm going to be able to chalk off a few dream bucket list things as far as wrestling.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there
I just want to
anyone?
wrestle. I just want to wrestle. I just want to be able to go out there and get reps and, hone my craft because that's the only way you can get better. The only way.
And one of the other questions I had was, you brought up bucket list, so I was going to ask, is there anyone that, you want to work with, or is there any specific company that you're aiming towards, being in?
I know I can never be in WWE, but that's fine. I would definitely work for AEW. Would love. Oh, hi, Kitty.
Is Benton. He always makes an appearance.
Oh, I am perfectly okay. I would love to work for TNA. Nice Bound for Glory. Turnbuckle behind you.
Hey, yeah.
I definitely want to go to Japan. Honestly, I'm just happy to be here. And I've never done anything athletic before in my life. So any little milestone is a big deal for me.
Well, as a professional wrestling fan, we're happy to have you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It
So,
hasn't been all bad. I've received a lot of support throughout my whole journey. Just I had enough of the bullshit.
I can't blame you. Sometimes there's always a little bad in there, but there's always some good too. And
Absolutely.
so I'm very happy to see that you were able to get bookings out of that and going to be going all over the place with pro wrestling. Very excited for what the future holds for you. Is there anything you want the fans or promoters out there that are, going to be listening to know?
Just that, I will always do the best job to the best of my ability. My goal is to entertain the fans and to instill the love for pro wrestling that we all have, to the next generation. I might be quiet and awkward sometimes, but you can always come talk to me. I might look like a scared guinea pig in the corner, but I'm doing all right.
All I want to thank you for coming on today's show and voicing all of this with me. It's been incredible. A little heartbreaking to hear, some of these stories, but I feel like they need to be known and it needs to be out there.
Yeah, that's at the end of the day. If you don't say something, nothing will ever change. It's not always easy to say those things, but history doesn't get made on easy choices.
Yeah, absolutely. Where can fans find you on social media for wrestling? You can promote all your social media.
Oh, well, they can find the other stuff on their own. It's how to work Google. You can find me on Twitter because I refuse to call it X. I think my handle on there is Nadia W Wrestling. I think the same is for Instagram. I am on TikTok somewhere. My account has been suspended. I'm gonna be posting a lot more in the new year, I promise, other than just show posters. I'm feeling very ex inspired to start doing reels and show more of my personality. I think that's it. I have a store
Awesome.
of tees for those interested.
Go pick up a t-shirt, fans.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on. Ladies and gentlemen, this interview, even though it's Friday the 13th, I'm about to go have some fun.
It.
Exactly. Fans, this interview will be dropping on Tuesday. And fans, remember, spoiler freeze, the way to be. We're out.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.